In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than two dozen homes burned in the Calwood Fire in Boulder County this weekend. Anna Caracos was one of those. She says a friend in the sheriff's office sent her photographs of the destruction, but she won't be able to see for herself for a while.
They told us it might be a couple days because it's still hot, but just seeing the pictures, it makes it a reality.
Anna Carrico says she and her husband, Art, had about 15 minutes to evacuate their home on Saturday. They drove through flames to get to safety.
I'm 77, he's 79. We never expected this time in our life to have to start over again.
Boulder officials say at least 26 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the fire, including every address in the subdivision where Anna Carrico lives. The Calwood Fire is now nearly 9,000 acres. The nearby Left Hand Canyon Fire is more than 300 acres. And in western Colorado, a new fire sparked today near Silverton. Aircraft and firefighters are on the ground and on the scene. Hikers and campers are being evacuated. Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning Coloradans that his office will prosecute any crimes associated with voter intimidation as people return their ballots. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Weiser's office says they're taking all reports of intimidation seriously. For example, it's a crime to show up at a polling place or a drop box and simply watch what's going on. It's a crime to campaign within 100 feet of a drop box or a polling place. And it's a crime to mislead voters about dropping off their ballots. The AG's office would not confirm whether there were any active investigations into voter fraud. There are more than 300 drop box locations statewide. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.